Clark.
Good morning from Clarksville, Tennessee, home of the NJCAA National Volleyball Tournament this season. It's Mineral Area, the 14th seed, and Frank Phillips, the 11th seed in the NJCAA National Tournament, 9th place bracket, consolation bracket. We had a bit of a delay as they are now announced the starting lineups for both courts, and we may still end up having a delay, at least on court two. The roof here at Dunn Center is leaking. A torrential downpour before this game started outside here in Clarksville, Tennessee. Potentially the weather that came through the parkland early this morning. Well, it has gone through the ceiling and is leaking down. They actually have a man on the catwalk up above the floor catching the rainwater in a 5-gallon bucket. Let's meet the Wade's Auto Service starting lineup for the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals and Frank Phillips Lady Pioneers. And we start it with the Lady Cardinals, the 14th seed, 27-3. Tim Copeland is their head coach in his 21st season. They go with the 5'11 sophomore from Bolivia, Belen Ferrafino, 5'9 sophomore from Jonesburg, Missouri, Olivia Shaw, 5'9 sophomore from Brazil, Gabrielle Dombrowski, 5'11 sophomore from Brazil, Duda Passos, 6'2 freshman from Glenview, Illinois, Sara Pievich, 6'3 sophomore from Brazil, Lada Gallardi. For the Frank Phillips Lady Plainsmen, they will start. I have a different libero today. Yesterday, the libero was Ira Macbeth, number one. Today, it is number three, Isabella Perez. So who do they have on the floor to start? They have Gabrielle Spachala. They also have Celeste Urena and Kendall Wilson as well. Yana Saliper, and Gina Fontanez, and the libero is Isabella Yasso Perez. So the starting lineups are on the floor, and those starting lineups are brought to you by Wade's Auto Service at 228 East Harrison Street in Farmington. With a full-service shop, they specialize in brakes, rotors, AC repair, and more. Plus, they offer a 2-year, 24,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, locally owned since 2015. The Lady Cardinals will begin to serve from near side to far side as we start the consolation bracket games. And we are ready to go on court one. Belen Ferrafino puts it in play. Ball received by the Lady Plainsmen, set to the near side and off of a block and down for a point. It'll be Alana Martinez, but somebody's in the net. Mineral Area point, 1-0 Lady Cards. And Ferrafino will serve again. Ferrafino to put it in play after the signal from the official. And we're off. The libero, that was Perez, set in the middle and into a block. We get a whistle. Oh, it's not a block, rather. It was off the net. It's four hits. 2-0 Lady Cardinals here in set one. Mack in the red uniforms. Mack on the front. White trim and black numbers on the front and back to match that. The libero, Ava Pinuel, in the black jersey, long sleeve. White numbers, no trim. On the front, it's Mineral Area. On the back, it's Cardinals. Red, no trim. Frank Phillips in the white uniforms. As that one is cleared, Ferrafino is there. Back set due to Passos from the 10-foot line. She'll let go a floating attack. The libero for Frank Phillips is there, and we're going to have to replay the point because a loose ball came onto the floor. And the Frank Phillips coach not happy with that, but, I mean, there's nothing you can do when you are in a tournament like this and the floor is split. Frank Phillips again in the white uniforms with the blue shoulders, and I'll tell you, a jersey foul. I can't read what the wording says on the front of their jersey. I can barely read the number. Bright yellow on the white jersey with no trim. The libero wears the black uniform. Push set to the right side. Attack ball off of a block and down for a point. That's Alexia Enney. Beg your pardon, it's Yana Saliper. The 2-1 Mack leads. Back to serve, Frank Phillips That was Alana Martinez. Set to the right side due to Passos. Will power it off of a would-be blocker and out of bounds. 3-1. Passos with her first kill. And she will come out as Kate Nichols checks in to serve. Nichols serve received by the libero. Back set to the left side, an attack ball to the far corner. Out. Mac point as Yana Salaper could not keep that one in. 4-1 Lady Cards early in the opening set. Nichols puts it in play again. The libero, Perez was there. Set to the right side this time through a block. Pinuel with the dig. Dombrowski will tip it back across. Set to the left side, an attack for Salaper into a block played by Frank Phillips again. A cross-court attack. There's Ava Pinuel. Bad pass towards the net. Attack ball deflected the net, but it was cleared, and it's going to be tapped down by Sada Pjevic on a bad pass. 5-1 Lady Cardinals. Pjevic with a two-hand slam, if you will. And Kate Nichols back to serve once more. Sinking serve off the libero, played by Frank Phillips, cleared to the back corner and down for a point. As Fontanez had her first kill, 5-2. And the libero, Perez, will go back to serve. Serve on the right side, received by the Lady Cardinals. Push it. Here's Dombrowski. Perfect pass from Farofino, and Dombrowski won't miss on that try. 6-2, Dombrowski with her first kill. And coming in to serve, Olivia Steele. Sada Pjevic out. Steele serve received by Martinez. Set in the middle and cleared. Dug by Steele, and she will clear into a free ball for Frank Phillips after the set went back to her in the back row. Right side attack. Stuff blocked on Borowski. 7-2 Lady Cardinals here in the opening set. And it'll be Steele to serve again. Right side serve. We get a whistle. It'll be a point for the Lady Cardinals as Frank Phillips is out of rotation. 8-2. Lady Cards. And Steele will put it in play again. Serve received by the Lady Plainswomen. Set in the middle into a block and out of bounds. That'll be Gina Fontanez with the kill, 8-3. And so, a couple of new players onto the floor for the Lady Plainsmen. Mary Padilla back to serve. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino back set. Lotta Gallardi off of a block. There's the libero Perez. Set back to the right side. A spike. Kill on the right side, and that's Fontanez again, her third. 8-4, Lady Cardinals up by 4. Now they led in by 6 in sets 2 and 3 yesterday against Florida Southwestern, but let the lead slip away. Dombrowski, she'll find the floor with a cross-court attack. 9-4, Dombrowski with her second kill, and now Lotta Gallardi heads back to the serve line. Bullet serve into the net, service error. Gallardi, 9-5. And it's Gina Fontanez back to serve for Frank Phillips. Bullet serve into the net. Matt gets the point back. 10-5, Lady Cardinals lead. Judah Passos back in up front as Gabrielle Dombrowski goes back to serve. Five-point lead. Bullet serve too far and out. So three straight service errors. Two from Mack, one from Frank Phillips. And it's a four-point game, 10-6. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino back set. Shaw on the slide motion. And she sends it too far and out, 10-7. Serve from Spechala, played by the Lady Cardinals. Set to the near side. That is due to Passos. Off the dig and out of bounds. Mack point, 11-7. Passos with another kill. And now Shaw comes out. Pievich back in up front, and it's the libero Eva Pinyol to serve. Serve to the right side, received by Frank Phillips. They set to the right, sent too far and out. They want a deflection. It was not, or rather, the officials rule no deflection, and Frank Phillips is going to challenge this one early on. The score, 12-7 if it holds on the no deflection. The attack ball from Gabriela Spechala went too far and out, and they will not challenge. So 12-7 will be the score, Mack up by 5. Pinyol serves again. That's an ace. It got the back line. 13-7, Mack. Timeout. Frank Phillips, the ace from Pinyol. And the Lady Cardinals are up by 6 on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
Since 1968, Leadville Pump and Supply has been serving the community with authorized sales and service. They have over 30 years of experience to help you with a reputation for quality. If you need contract drilling, Leadville Pump and Supply is happy to serve you. You'll find Leadville Pump and Supply at 204 East Elvins in Park Hills or give them a call at 573-431-2476. That's 573-431-2476. Leadville Pump and Supply.
Unico Bank of Potosi is one of 16 locations providing quality service to you, offering internet and mobile banking, checking, debit cards, and so much more. Unico Bank is the choice for personal and commercial services. Visit Unico Bank of Potosi today or online at unicobank.com. Small enough to know you, large enough to serve you. Unico Bank of Potosi, member FDIC.
Banking with people like you, Unico Bank.
Hola, este es Belén Ferrufino del Mineral Area Lady Cardinals y te estás escuchando al National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
Out of the Missouri Farm Bureau timeout, Mack serves 13-7. They lead. Frank Phillips called the timeout. There's a block up front by Farofino and a bad pass. Results in a Sana Pievich tap down. Easy point. Lady Cardinals up 14-7 out of the stoppage. It was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegar, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Bad pass, 10-foot line attack, cleared, and there's Dombrowski. Back set goes to Gallardi from beyond the 10-foot line. That was played into a deflection and played out of the deflection. Here's a block off of Passos and out of bounds, and the kill goes to Alexia Aney. Her first kill, 14-8. And Frank Phillips will bring in a pair of new players. It'll be Celeste Urena in to serve. Sinking serve, played by Pinyol. Set to the left side due to Passos. Off of a blocker and down for a point. 15-8, Passos with her third kill. And we're in the opening set. The Lady Cardinals lead by 7. Serving, Dombrowski. Beg your pardon, it was Belen Ferrufino. Service error. It goes out too far, about a foot and a half. Third max serving error in the opening set. And it's a six-point game, 15-9. And Alana Martinez serves now for Frank Phillips. In the middle, Sadapievic into a block dug out by Ferrufino as she dives to the floor. Right side attack due to Passos. Just mishits it into the net, 15-10. And that'll keep Martinez back in the serve line. Serve received by Pignol. Ferrufino pushed that left side. Gallardi too far and out. No deflection. Mack wants a deflection, and they get the call. 16-10. Gallardi with her first kill. And Kate Nichols will come in to serve. And the Lady Cardinals are back up by six. Nichols serve. Bullet serve. Ace got the back line. 17-10. Lady Cardinals lead. First ace for Nichols. Second of the tournament. That's her first one today. Sinking serve that time, received by Frank Phillips, set in the middle and cleared and down for a point. Lotta Gallardi just kind of tipped it off of a blocker. That was Paishala and down. Lady Cardinals now up by eight in the opening set. Serve received by the libero. Set to the right side, and a cross-court attack goes too far and out. Mack Point, bad pass, put the attacker outside the antenna, and she had to adjust and couldn't keep it in. Out by a couple of inches, 18-10, make it 19-10, Lady Cardinals. Lady Birds have scored four in a row. Serve by Nichols, as played by Frank Phillips, set to the near side, and off of a block, Yana Saliper makes it 19-11 with her second kill. And the libero, Perez, back to serve. Serve received by Ava Pignol. Set in the middle for Pievich off of the libero with the dig. Back to the right side. This one's tipped towards the donut. Pancake dig. Oh! Belen Ferrufino thought she had it. They ruled that it was down. She kind of put her hands up after the play. It'll be a point for Frank Phillips, 19-12. And that was Gina Fontanez with the little tip drill point. Back set, Gallardi into a stuff block and down. That's Spyshala. 19-13, Lady Cardinals up by six, but it's the first 3-0 run of the game for Frank Phillips. And now the libero, Perez, will serve again. Ava Pignol is there. Ferrufino will set to the right side. That's Lana Gallardi. Back corner, out by a couple of feet. Mack wants a deflection. They don't get the call, and I think Tim Copeland's going to challenge and ask if they check for the deflection, and he will. So we get our challenge at the 19-14 mark. Frank Phillips has the point, although if this was deflected and it comes back, it'll be Mack Point, and they will lead 20-13 over on court two to our right. New Mexico Military Institute leads Casper 12-10 in the opening set. Casper, this tournament, is the 15 seed. New Mexico is the 10 seed. And now New Mexico up 13-10. That, again, is in set one. Use this time to thank our sponsors for making this broadcast from the National Volleyball Tournament in Clarksville, Tennessee possible. Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre. Mineral Area College, A Touch of Glass in Bonterre. Gilster Mary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois. Madison Medical Center in Fredericktown. R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. Casa of the Parkland. Unico Bank, Leadbell Pump and Supply. Rebecca McClanahan, Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Ironton. St. Francis County Commissioners, Powell Automotive, State Senator Mike Henderson, State Representative Becky Lobinger, the Mac Athletic Booster Club, and Wade's Auto Service. Thank you, sponsors, for making this broadcast possible. Long review at the table. This would lead me to believe that it might not have been deflected, and gone straight out. So I'm leaning more towards Frank Phillips' point, although we don't have access to the replay review like the NJCAA does. Perhaps that's something we can lobby for next year for media broadcasters to have access to view the replay. So we could give you in-depth detail on what is going on. They're still at the table discussing this. I don't think they have disputable evidence to overturn this call, or at least it wouldn't look like it from how long this review is taking. Tim Copeland perhaps maybe using it as a bit of a timeout. It would be a 4-0 run for Frank Phillips. And maybe if this review doesn't go Tim Copeland's way, maybe he uses a timeout. 5-point lead for Mac, unless the point is overturned, and then it would be a 6-point lead at 20-14, or 20-13, excuse me. And it was not deflected. It goes straight out. So, a 5-point game. Serve on the right side off of Nichols. Dombrowski was there, and Nichols will attack from the back row. It's played by Frank Phillips. In the middle, that was tipped across and played by the Lady Cards. Right side attack, now to the left side, rather. On the set goes to Dombrowski. She clears. Right side attack from Frank Phillips. Diving dig, Ava Pinuel. Back row attack from Mack. That's Kate Nichols, goes across the court and stays in bounds, and it's cleared into a free ball. Nichols was there. Push set near side. That's Dombrowski, cross-court attack, and she got it. 6-point game, 20-14. Three kills for Gabrielle Dombrowski, and here comes Olivia Steele to serve. Still in the opening set, Mac up by 6. Serve received by Frank Phillips. Back set to the left side, and attack ball goes off of a block. Diving play, that was Nichols. Set and cleared by Dombrowski. Free ball for the Lady Plainsmen. An odd angle attack from Saliper as she approached the net and swung like she was going to hit it across the court and changed the angle last second. Fooled the Mac defense, and it's 20-15. Saliper gets her third kill. That was a great play by her. Saliper, that is, 5'9 freshman from Serbia. And now it's Padilla back to serve. For the Lady Plains women, that'll be cleared by Belen Farofino. Set to the right side, and an attack goes off of the Lady Cardinals and out of bounds. It'll be Fontanez with her fifth kill. And it's now a 4-point game, 20-16. The Lady Cardinals led 19-10. But it has been 6-1 in the last 7 points in favor of Frank Phillips. Back set, Lotta Gallardi got it. Cross-court attack, far corner. 21-16, Lotta Gallardi with her third kill. And the Lady Cardinals are up by 5. And now Gallardi serves on the right side. It's received. Set in the middle. Power attack. That is killed by the middle hitter. I believe that's Spishala. It is. Her second kill. 21-17. Serve received by Nichols. Farofino will back set to Lana Gallardi. Attack ball out by a foot. 21-18. Lady Cardinals seeing that lead slip away, and Tim Copeland will take a timeout. We'll take the break as well. You're listening to Mac Athletics. It's the National Volleyball Tournament from Clarksville, Tennessee. Lady Cardinals up 21-18 in set one on KFMO.
Hi, I'm State Representative Becky Lobinger of the 117th District. I want to congratulate the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals volleyball team on an incredible season. Your hard work, dedication, and teamwork have paid off, and making it to nationals is a tremendous achievement. Our community is so proud of you, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Congratulations on earning your way to nationals.
When it comes to auto care, trust the experts at Powell Automotive in Park Hills. Powell Automotive is your go-to destination for everything from auto repairs to quick oil changes and more. The experienced team at Powell Automotive is dedicated to keeping your vehicle running smoothly. Give them a call at 573-315-5119 or stop by 402 5th Street in Park Hills to schedule your next service. Powell Automotive, where quality and convenience meet the road. Drive confidently with Powell.
Hi, this is Sara Pievich of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMR.
Out of the timeout, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegar on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. A service error by Frank Phillips makes it 22-18. Mac leads. And now back to serve, Gabrielle Dombrowski. Her serve is received by the Lady Plainsmen. Set to the left side into a block. We get a whistle. Somebody's in the net. It's Olivia Shaw. 22-19. The Lady Cardinals were up by 9, 19-10, late in this set. Since that point, it's 10-3. Frank Phillips' serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino back set. Shaw off of a block. And the back row, it's played. Set to the right side, and right there, we got a whistle outside the antenna. The attack ball was played by Gallardi, but the attack was not in bounds. 23-19, Matt gets the point. And back to serve. It will be Ava Pinyol, the libero, serve received by the Lady Plainswoman, set to the right side, and attack is blocked into the back row. It's played by Frank Phillips again. Right in the middle, bad pass, no, set or dump. There was Farofino. Bad pass, or miscommunication, rather. Pinyol collides with Dombrowski. Pinyol had to set, and Dombrowski cleared into a free ball. Bad pass. Farofino tried to tap it. It was deflected back to the Lady Cardinals. Farofino will try and tap it again. We get a whistle. Somebody's in the net. It's Mineral Area. 23-20. Lady Cardinals by three. Up to serve, Urana. And also coming into the game for Frank Phillips, Yana Saliper back in. Mack up by three. The serve is an ace. Dombrowski with the poor receive, and it's a two-point game. First, Frank Phillips, ace of set one. The 21 serves to the 23. That one tipped the netting. Dombrowski receives that. Farofino to the right side. Passos off of a block. Back up front. That one stays inside the antenna by inches. It's blocked by the Lady Cards and stays with Frank Phillips. Now a left side attack from Saliper goes off of a block and down for a point. And it's a one-point game, 23-22. Four kills for Saliper. And Arena will serve again. Serve received by Passos. Farofino sets back to Passos. Tipped over a block and down for a point. And it's set point for the Lady Cards at 24-22. Belen Farofino, serve, receive, set towards the net. That's four hits. That's Mac Point. And it's set one. 25-22. The Lady Cardinals take it. We head to the second set. And for the first time in the tournament, or rather, is Frank Phillips challenging this? They are going to challenge it, ruling that it may have been blocked by the Lady Cardinals. 25-22 would be the set score. However, if this is overturned, it's 24-23. Lady Cardinals, they feel they didn't deflect it. Duda Passos would have been the one there that would have touched it based off of her reaction. She thinks the call should stand with Mineral Area. The original call, again, no block and four hits. Or no clear, I guess I should say, and four hits. The challenge is that it was deflected by Mack before the fourth hit. Long review at the table again. Over on court two, New Mexico Military Institute leading Casper 23-17, make it 24-17 as they are on set point. Again, there was a delayed start to this game because the roof was leaking while it was raining. And the pregame warm-up over on court two, right in the middle, just about at the 10-foot line on the side nearest us, there's a pancake dig and a stuff block, and New Mexico Military Institute takes set one, 25-17, on court two. Mack playing on court one, long review at the table. 25-22 is the set score if this point stands for Mineral Area. The Lady Cardinals have lost a challenge in this one. Is it Frank Phillips' turn to lose a challenge? And they are going to come to the conclusion as they've turned off the video. What is the ruling? Teams have yet to switch sides. And they're just going to replay the points. Go to video review that long to replay the point. So it's still 24-22. So how do you go to a... how do you go to a challenge like that with video review and go point replay? That's interesting. I'll have to talk with Tim Copeland about that. Maybe in the postgame conversation on the Humps Puppet Girl postgame show later today. So Belen Farofino will serve. The libero receives for Frank Phillips, set to the near side into a block, and it's played by the Lady Plains women again. Near side attack. We get a whistle. Somebody's in the net. No, not in the net. An illegal hit from a back row player across the 10-foot line. So 25-22 will be the score. At a set one, we head to the second set here on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
Get ready for the magic of the season at Casa of the Parklands annual Festival of Trees. Bid on your favorite decorated trees and wreaths beginning Thanksgiving Day, November 27th at noon. Then join the fun Friday and Saturday, November 28th and 29th from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and stroll through a forest of dazzling trees, wreaths, a gingerbread village, vendor shops, and more. And don't miss the gingerbread competition, kids' activities, and Sweets Cafe. Festival of Trees, supporting Casa of the Parklands.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs. R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y. Experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
This week, the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals are headed to Tennessee to compete for a national volleyball title, carrying the hopes of the entire Parkland with them. Fredericktown's very own Ava Penn-Yule's hard work, heart, and determination remind us all what small-town pride looks like. Madison Medical Center stands behind Ava and the MAC Lady Cardinals. Play hard, play together, and know your hometown is cheering every point.
Go Lady Cardinals, bring it home. Presiding Commissioner Harold Gallagher, District 1 Commissioner Kerry Buckley, and District 2 Commissioner David Cater of the St. Francis County Commission celebrate the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals volleyball team. What a season of grit, talent, and big wins. Now, as you play in nationals, our entire county is behind you. Go dominate, Lady Cardinals. Your community is proud, inspired, and cheering you on. Good luck from the St. Francis County Commission.
Gilster Mary Lee is looking for CDL drivers for their local fleet. Must be 19 years of age and pass a physical. Starting pay is at $16 an hour with regular increases and overtime offered. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
On behalf of the Mineral Area College Athletic Boosters, congratulations to the Mineral Area College volleyball team for their incredible hard work and dedication in making it to nationals. Your teamwork, determination, and passion on the court make the entire Mineral Area community proud. Everyone is cheering you on each step of the way and can't wait to see what you achieve next. Go Mac Volleyball! Keep reaching for greatness! Woo!
Oi, aqui quem fala é Lara Gilardi do Mineral Area Lady Cardinals e você está escutando to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
Set 1 went the way of Mineral Area 25-22, and for the first time in the tournament, they lead in sets up 1-0. Teams have switched sides. The Lady Cardinals now on the far side with Frank Phillips to the near side. Serve received by Mack as Frank Phillips was putting it in play. There's Passos into a block off the net. Setter dump. Farofino got it. Great deceptive move too by Sanapievich as she was ready to attack from the middle. And Farofino put it to the floor with her first kill. And Kate Nichols will come in and serve for Mineral Area. The National Volleyball Tournament here on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus. It's the consolation bracket quarterfinals. Set to the left side. An attack. Stuff Lana Gallardi. She blocks Alana Martinez. 2-0 Mac. The double elimination tournament. Both teams lost yesterday, playing for as high as 9th place now in the consolation bracket. Right side attack, that'll tip the netting. It was Perez on the near side, and that one will be deflected off the net, and 4 hits for Mack. Gives a point to Frank Phillips, 2-1. New libero in for Frank Phillips, the Lady Plainsman. It's Iram Akbez, the 5'3 freshman from Turkey. As they put the number 3, Isabella Yasso Perez, who was libero back in set 1, they put her in as a rotational player now. Mack will get the point on an attack ball that went too far and out, and the Lady Cards are up 3-1. And now the Lady Cardinals will change Olivia Steele's jersey into the libero jersey as she was a rotational player in set 1, and she will have a service ace. Her second, or rather her first. And the next one on its way. Serve received by the Lady Plainswoman. Kate Nichols played that. It likely would have gone out towards the net. We get a whistle. 2 hits for Mineral Area. 4-2. Frank Phillips point. And the Lady Plainswoman going to send Nadina Hanrahan from Albuquerque, New Mexico, back to change her jersey into the libero jersey as she grabs it out of her backpack on the far side of the floor. Serve received by Mack. Set to Lana Gallardi. Cleared and played by the Lady Plainswoman. Bad pass, tipped across, free ball Mineral Area. Dombrowski, she wants it back. Instead, they set to Shaw in the middle off of a block and down for a point. Olivia Shaw with her first kill, 5-2, Lady Cardinals. I don't think Mac has any more players that can go change into the libero uniform. I think the only two are Olivia Steele and Ava Pinuel, as the serve is received by Fontanez. Set in the middle, attack ball down. That'll be a kill from the middle for Gabriela Speciala. Or rather, it was Kendall Wilson. Five to three, Lady Cardinals lead. Serve received by Mack. Right side attack, that's Stemborowski. Set to the left side into a block and still alive. Back to the left side, and that attack from Fontanez was deflected. Mack plays Dombrowski off the arm of a would-be defender and down. 6-3, Dombrowski with her fourth kill. And the Lady Cardinals back up by three as Hanrahan comes back to the bench with the black libero uniform on. Now Dombrowski serves. Bullet serve is an ace off of Akbez. 7-3. And Dombrowski serves again. Four-point lead for Mineral Area. Bullet serve off the libero. Set to the middle, attack ball off of Pinuel. Gallardi went to get that one, and Dombrowski will send over a free ball. There to play, Wilson. Back set, right side attack. That's Saliper off of a block, played by Mack. To the right side, Passos got it. 8-3, Passos with her fourth kill. And it's a 3-0 run for Mineral Area. Lady Cardinals up in sets, 1-0, leading in set 2 by 5. Dombrowski, bullet serve off the libero, set to the right side, tipped across, Pinuel, pancake dig, but couldn't get enough on it because of the little lob that was coming across, and that'll be Gina Fontanez with the kill. 8-4, her club gets the point back, and she goes back to serve. Serve received by Pinuel. Farofino will set in the middle. No to the back row. Dombrowski got it. I thought the set was going to Shaw, and so did the defense. 9-4. Dombrowski with her fifth kill. And now it's Ava Pinuel to serve for the Lady Cardinals, up by 5. Serve on the near side. Ricochets off of Perez. They set back to her, and she will kill it, excuse me. Look out, Lotta Gallardi. That was inches away from her forehead as she ducked her head out of the way of it. 9-5. And the first kill for Perez. And back to serve for Frank Phillips. We'll get that license plate for you momentarily. Tim Copeland communicating with the official on the far side. I'm not sure what that was about, and now we are ready to put this one in play. And so the serve was Kendall Wilson. Slide play, Pievich off of a block and out of bounds. Pievich with the kill. And it is 10-5 Lady Cardinals. We haven't seen Pievich on the slide play much this year. More so been Olivia Shaw, the sophomore. But Pievich made that one look easy. And now Belen Farofino back to serve. Serve on the left side. Ricochets off of Perez. Set back to her from beyond the 10-foot line. She clears. There's Ava Pinuel. Farofino, right side set. Goes to Passos. Cross-court attack. And down. 11-5. Duda Passos with her fifth. She and Gabby Dombrowski leading the team in scoring. And Belen Farofino will go back to serve for Mineral Area. Floating serve received by Perez. Set back to her on the left side off of Pievich's block and into the antenna. 11-6. Frank Phillips point. Kill is the second for Perez. The 5'7 freshman has the hops and the strength to send a powerful attack the other way. Serve received by Pinuel. Back set. Passos now on the left side. A cross-court attack to the right side, and she got it. 12-6. Passos with her sixth. Kate Nichols comes in to serve. Passos coming out. Nearing the middle portions of set two. Serve received on the left line by Fontanez. Set to the right side. Perez will clear off of Nichols and down. It also tipped the tape and changed angles. 12-7. Perez with her third kill. And now she goes back to serve. The NJCAA National Volleyball Tournament. Perez serve. Nichols is there. Farofino will set to Pievich into a block played by Mineral Area. No, it was off the top of the netting, not into a block. 12-8, point Frank Phillips. Four hits from Mineral Area, but they still lead by four. Nichols was there. Farofino will set. Dombrowski on the right side. Got it. Found the floor in front of Perez and the libero, and it's 13-8 Mineral Area. Dombrowski with her sixth. And now Sadapievich back to serve for the Lady Cardinals. Sinking serve received by Fontanez. They set back to her. She'll strike it. And the point will go to Frank Phillips. Pievich on the dig, but a Lady Cardinal in the net. 13-9. Now it's the libero Akbez to serve. She has an ace. Her first, 13-10, Mack by three, excuse me. And the serve is into the net. Service error, Mack point, 14-10. Not the first serving error from either side in this second set. Lady Cardinals up in sets 1-0, leading by four in set two. Bullet serve from Gallardi, played by Frank Phillips, cleared. There's Pinuel. Farofino will set to Dombrowski. Line shot and playing it perfectly, Perez. Set to the left side. That'll deflect off of a block from Fontanez. Now it's Gallardi in the back row. Off of Perez and into the seats. 15-10. Gallardi with her fourth kill, and she goes back to serve. Gallardi's serve off of Fontanez. Set to the right side this time and cleared by Martinez. Pancake dig from Gallardi. Set to the right side. Dombrowski threw a block and down for a point. Give credit to Lana Gallardi on the pancake dig to keep that point alive. It's a 6-point lead for the Lady Cardinals. They've scored the last three. 16-10 NJCAA National Tournament. Ninth place consolation bracket quarterfinal. And the Lady Cardinals lead in set two.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
If you've recently had a life event, call me, Rebecca McClanahan, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent, and we'll make sure you have the coverage you need.
Senator Mike Henderson congratulates the Mineral Area College volleyball team on an outstanding season and their incredible achievement of making it to nationals. He applauds the players, coaches, and staff for their dedication, hard work, and commitment to excellence. Their success brings pride to MAC and to the entire Parkland community. Senator Henderson wishes the team the best of luck as they compete during the national competition. Congratulations, MAC Volleyball. The Parkland is cheering you on.
Hi, this is Olivia Shaw of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
16-10 out of the timeout. Lotta Gallardi will serve. Mineral Area leads and sets 1-0 and in set number 2. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsiger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. And Gallardi will put this one in play. Bullet serve received by Fontanez. They set in the middle, cleared. Oh, Gallardi with the kill. Farofino will tap it back and scrambling. Frank Phillips plays on the right side. That ricochets off of Ava Pinyol and out of bounds for a Frank Phillips point. That was Alana Martinez. 16-11 out of the timeout. Holds a 3-0 run from Mack, or halts a 3-0 run, I should say. And it's a 5-point game. Serve. Dombrowski receives. Back set. Shaw. Slide play into a block dug out by Pinyol. What a play. Kate Nichols will send over a free ball. There's Akbez set in the middle. Through a block and down for a point. That is Kendall Wilson. She's got 4. It's 16-12. And the Lady Plains women will serve. And Lotta Gallardi has to wipe up some perspiration on the floor on the far side. And they get it wiped up, and we're ready to go. Here comes the serve. Nope. Long communication with Tim Copeland and the floor official, and now here comes the serve. Into the net, service error. That was Augustiniak. And it's 17-12 Mack. And Gabby Dombrowski will serve for the Lady Birds. Dombrowski ready to put it in play. Leap serve. It's an ace. 18-12, Lady Cardinals. Dombrowski with her second ace of the proceedings. Dombrowski again. Serve received and played cleanly. Set in the middle for Wilson. Stop block, Olivia Shaw, 19-12. Lady Cardinals up by 7. Dombrowski will serve. Serve received by the libero. Set to the right side, tipped across. Dave Pinyol was there. Set to the back row. Dombrowski punched it to the near or the right sideline. Played by Frank Phillips. Pancake dig. Pinyol cleared. Pinyol's there again. Farofino now to Passos into a block and out of bounds due to Passos with the point. 20-12. 6 make it 7 kills for Passos. And the Lady Cardinals are up by 8 in set 2. Bullet served by Dombrowski. It'll be an ace. 21-12 on a miscommunication from Frank Phillips. Ricochets off Perez, who was playing the libero, and the new libero, Akbez, as they come together. Third ace for Dombrowski. She serves again. Off the libero this time. Played cleanly. Left side attack. That's deflected. Olivia Shaw slow to get up. Right side set goes to Passos into a block and down for a point. And that kill will be for Kendall Wilson, her fifth, 21-13. And so the Lady Cards on serve receive this time. Putting it in play, Fontanez. Bad pass to the net, and it's an ace. 21-14. That is the first ace for Fontanez in today's game. And in the tournament, she didn't, beg your pardon, her second of the tournament. She had an ace in the error yesterday, and that'll be an error today. 22-14, Mack. Second error serving from Fontanez in the game. Olivia Shaw comes in. And Tim Copeland's going to take a timeout with his team up 22-14. And I think just to likely go to the table to make sure where he's at substitution-wise, they wouldn't let Ava Pinyol come in to serve for Olivia Shaw. We'll take the break. 22-14. Mac leads on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus.
Transform your bathroom into a luxurious retreat
with a touch of glass shower enclosure serving St. Francis County and neighboring areas.
With expertise dating back to 2010, they specialize in installing frameless, rain glass, and angled shower doors. Take advantage of their free home estimate today. Visit atogshowerdoors.com or dial 314-742-9130.
Elevate your shower experience with a touch of glass shower enclosures in Bonterre, where elegance meets functionality.
Hi, I'm State Representative Becky Lobinger of the 117th District. I want to congratulate the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals volleyball team on an incredible season. Your hard work, dedication, and teamwork have paid off, and making it to nationals is a tremendous achievement. Our community is so proud of you, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Congratulations on earning your way to nationals.
Hi, this is Kate Nichols of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
St. Genevieve and Valley Catholic High School's own Addie Donzi comes into the game for Olivia Shaw to serve. She will put it in play. It's received by Frank Phillips. The attack ball, Dombrowski's there in the back row. It returns back to Frank Phillips into a free ball. Back set, block, still alive from the 10-foot line. An attack goes off of Donzi and down for a point. And that kill for Isabella Yasso Perez will be her fourth, 22-15. And Olivia Shaw will come in and then come back out as Ava Pinyol will come back to the floor. And perhaps it was because Olivia Steele came in to serve in this first set for Shaw. I thought she came in, though, for Pievich. Here's an attack ball from Pievich on the slide play down for a point, 23-15. Four kills for Sada Pievich. The Lady Cardinals lead back to 8 as they try to close this one out and close the second set out, I should say. Now Belen Farofino to serve. Serve received by Frank Phillips, set to the right side and killed by Saliper. That's her fifth, 23-16. And some substitutions coming in for the serve. And serving it will be Padilla for Frank Phillips. Right-handed serve played by Dombrowski. Back set due to Passos off of a block and down for a point, but Passos finishes into the net. And so it's 23-17. That'll keep Padilla on the serve line. Serve received by Mack. A lot of Gallardi, a cross-court attack. It's received by the Lady Plainswoman. Left side set. Off of a block and down for a point. That's Perez again. She's got 5. 23-18. Lady Cardinals, again, struggling to close out the set. They were up 19-10 in set one. And were outscored 12-4 before rattling off the final 2 points. A lot of Gallardi off of a block and down for a point. 24-18. 5 kills for Gallardi. since the Frank Phillips timeout. Mac was up 16-10, excuse me. Then they led 21-12. And since the lead of 21-12, it is 6-2, but Mac on set point. Frank Phillips has that advantage over that little spurt. Nichols in to serve. Bad pass. Free ball Mac. There was Gallardi. Farofino to the right side. Dombrowski off of a blocker. Diving dig return. Pievich taps it back. It's still alive. It's got to be sent across. We get a whistle. No, we play on. Whistle was on court, too. My apologies. A lot of Gallardi got the back line. And Mac takes the second set. Back-to-back points for Gallardi. Closes out the set 25-18. And Mac, a set away from playing at 1 o'clock tomorrow in the semifinal of the consolation bracket. You're listening to Mac Athletics on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus. Lady Cardinals up in sets 2-0 on KFMO.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Visit Mineral Area College in Park Hills or online at mineralarea.edu.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs. R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y. Experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
Since 1968, Leadbelt Pump and Supply has been serving the community with authorized sales and service. They have over 30 years of experience to help you with a reputation for quality. If you need contract drilling, Leadbelt Pump and Supply is happy to serve you. You'll find Leadbelt Pump and Supply at 204 East Elvins in Park Hills or give them a call at 573-431-2476. That's 573-431-2476. Leadbelt Pump and Supply.
Unico Bank of Potosi is one of 16 locations providing quality service to you, offering internet and mobile banking, checking, debit cards, and so much more. Unico Bank is the choice for personal and commercial services. Visit Unico Bank of Potosi today or online at unicobank.com. Small enough to know you, large enough to serve you. Unico Bank of Potosi, member FDIC.
Banking with people like you, Unico Bank.
Are you struggling with your car but you don't have a reliable shop? Let's ask a friend. Who do you take your car to?
Oh, Wade's Automotive.
I'd trust Wade's Automotive.
Wade's? Wade's Automotive in Farmington.
Well, it's unanimous. Take it to Wade's Auto Service in Farmington with a full-service shop specializing in brakes, rotors, AC repair, transmission, even battery problems. Plus, they have a 2-year, 24,000-mile part and labor warranty. Trust Wade's Auto Service, 228 East Harrison Street, Farmington.
Senator Mike Henderson congratulates the Mineral Area College volleyball team on an outstanding season and their incredible achievement of making it to nationals. He applauds the players, coaches, and staff for their dedication, hard work, and commitment to excellence. Their success brings pride to Mac and to the entire Parkland community. Senator Henderson wishes the team the best of luck as they compete during the national competition. Congratulations, Mac Volleyball. The Parkland is cheering you on.
Hi, this is Duda Passos of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
We are through two sets here on the campus of Austin Peay State University. Lady Cardinals up 2-0 and will serve first in set three. Over on court two, New Mexico Military Institute up in sets 1-0 on Casper. They lead in set 2, 24-22. That game currently in a video review. As the Lady Cards ready to start the third set. It'll be Belen Farofino to serve first. And there's the ball, so we're ready to go in set three. Once they turn off the overhead music here at Dunn Center. And there they go. We're ready to go. Belen Farofino to put this one in play. Mack trying to win it in straight sets. Frank Phillips playing for their season right now. Back set, Gallardi. Diving dig in the back row. It was played by Perez. Set back up front, roll shot. Going to get that one, Ava Pinuel. Back set, Gallardi again. Changes the angle on that one. Kind of like a slider in baseball with the rotation it had in. Gallardi gets the kill. Number seven for her. Longer view over on court two. Lasted the entirety of that set break. Back up 1-0. We're in set three. Set in the middle, Frank Phillips. That's Wilson. That's a kill. We're tied at one. First tie of the match. At 1-1, and so Gina Fontanez will come in to serve. And that point, by the way, on court two, it was 24-22, overturned the call. They're tied at 23-all. Judah Passos here on court one with another cross-court attack and a kill. 8 for Passos, 2-1 Lady Cardinals. Perfect pass from Belen Farofino. I was talking with some of the fans here at Austin Peay State University and the Dunn Center. As Kate Nichols comes in to serve, Farofino and Dombrowski have looked really, really good today and this season. We were kind of in agreeance, myself and the fan that I was conversating with, as Kendall Wilson puts it off of Sadapievich and out of bounds for our second tie of the set. It wasn't the cleanest of games. And Casper on court two is taking a set from New Mexico Military Institute. So they had to set three all tied up. Farofino and Dombrowski, I think they would say, they would agree they did not have their best games yesterday. And they have played very, very good today. Back to serve. It'll be Kendall Wilson. And a tie game 2-2. Frank Phillips has not led to the entirety of the match, and they won't hear as that's a serving error, 3-2. Mack leads. And for Mack, it is Olivia Steele in to serve. And she's not wearing the libero jersey this time. Steele coming to get that one. Can't get to it in time. Little tip drill by Saliper. Finds the floor. And we're tied at 3. And it's Augustiniak back to serve for Frank Phillips. Olivia still back out as the libero, Ava Pinuel, checks back in. Bullet serve. Nichols is there. Gallardi has to go get that one. She does. Dombrowski will send over a free ball. Perez in the back row. Set in the middle. Attack. And there's the first lead for Frank Phillips. That's Spishala in the middle. 4-3. Lady Plainsman. Augustiniak serves again. Received by Nichols. Farofino backs at Gallardi. Line shot, got it. We're tied at 4. Gallardi with her 8th kill. And back to serve. It is Gallardi. And we're ready to go. 4-4 game. Gallardi serve. Received by Akbez, the libero. Set in the middle. And again, that's Spishala down for a kill. She's got 4. And it's 5-4. Frank Phillips leads. And Isabella Perez back to serve. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino will dump it and find the floor over her head and down for a point. Fifth tie of the set. Farofino with her second kill. And Gabrielle Dombrowski will serve Judah Passos back in. Serve off of the libero. Set into the middle. That's Spyshala, and she got it 6-5 on the cross-court attack. Make it 5 for Spyshala. Her club leads by 1, 6-5. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino back set. Shaw, slide play, got it. 6-6, Olivia Shaw with her second kill. And Shaw comes out. Ava Pignol in to serve. Pignol serve. Received by Frank Phillips. Free ball coming over from Mineral Area. There's Gallardi. Farofino will back set. Sadapievich tipped the netting with that one, and it clears. Left side set. Tipped across. Ava Pignol comes to get that one. Farofino will set to the back row. Dombrowski got the back line. 7-6. Mack back on top. Dombrowski with her eighth kill. And the second lead change of set 3. And now Pignol serves again. Short serve played by Annie. Set it up. Farofino will tap it back across. And back they set to the right side. That is Fontanez. Stuff block Belen Farofino. 8-6 Lady Cardinals. Mack has scored 3 in a row. Pignol short serve, coming to get that one. In the back row, Perez tipped across. Mack was there, Gallardi set to the left side due to Passos. Hail Mary, attack ball straight out, no deflection. She didn't get the angle she wanted on that hit, or wanted on that hit, I should say, and Mack up 8-7 with the Frank Phillips point. And it'll be Padilla coming in to serve for the Lady Plainsmen. Serve received by Passos. Set to Pievich. She clears on the right side now. This one tapped across by Fontanez. Back to her. She'll punch it for the line. Gallardi was there, deflected it, and no one could get to it. We're tied at 8. Fontanez with the kill. 7th tie of set 3. Service error from Padilla gives the point to Mack. Mack had 3 serving errors in set 1. They haven't had any since. So far, Frank Phillips averaging 2 service errors per set in today's game. 2 in all 3. Belen Farofino serves, received by the libero, free ball Mineral Area. There's Farofino, set by Pignol to the right side. That's Gallardi, line shot, got it again. 10 points in the game for Gallardi, 1 block and 9 kills. 10 points in the set for Mack. They lead by 2, 10-8, and up in sets, 2-0. Farofino will serve again. No rotation on that serve. It's played. Set in the middle for Wright. She clears. Or, beg your pardon, for Wilson. Back to the right side. That's Passos into a block. Still alive for Mack. Gallardi tips it towards the donut. Diving play to keep it alive. Back row attack Perez. There's Farofino. Set to the right side. Gallardi off of a block and down for a point. 11-8, Lady Cardinals. Gallardi has 10 kills. Farofino serves once more. Played by the Frank Phillips Lady Plains women. Somebody's in the net, though. It was Padilla And it's a Mac point, 12-8. 4-point lead for the Lady Cardinals in set three. Serve received by Frank Phillips, set to the left side. That's Fontanez into a block and played by Mack. Passos to the back row off of Fontanez as she lost her footing. Tipped across and cleared. Diving play for Ruffino. Set to the back row, Dombrowski off of an arm and down for a point. 13-8, Dombrowski with her ninth kill. And Farofino serves again. Mack has scored five in a row. Serve is out for a serving error, 13-9. Second from Farofino, first since set one. And now, serving Fontanez. Set, Passos, tipped off of a block. That's two hits, Mineral Area point. 14-9. I said off of a block. It was really a tip that cleared the net and was on its way down when Kendall Wilson touched it and then went to play it out of what she thought was a block. And the officials ruled that is two hits. And so Mack leads by five, 14-9. And it's Kate Nichols into serve. There's Perez. Set back to Perez on the right side into a block by Pievich and down for a point. Perez with her sixth kill, 14-10. And Kendall Wilson back to serve. Backspinning serve received by Pinyol in the back row. Farofino will push that to the left side. That's Dombrowski looking for the line. It was played to the back row and down for a point. The kill that time for Perez. And it's 14-11. Serving. Wilson. It's an ace. Deflection. 14-12. Timeout, Mineral Area. 2-point lead, Lady Cards. But the ace from Wilson makes it a 2-point game. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. We'll take a break, come back, and have more after this on KFMO.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
If you've recently had a life event, call me, Rebecca McClanahan, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent, and we'll make sure you have the coverage you need.
Hi, this is Ava Pinyol on the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
14-12, Mack leads out of the Missouri Farm Bureau timeout. Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegra in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen and Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. 14-12 Mack in set three. They're up in sets 2-0. Ava Pinyol receives. Farofino will set to the right side. Lana Gallardi off of Wilson in the back row. Set to the back row. And Fontanez, she clears. That was Nichols. Push set to the left side. Dombrowski. Pievich will tap it down after the bad pass came to her from Frank Phillips. She's got five kills, and it's 15-12. And over on court two, Casper up on New Mexico Military Institute, 9-8. That game in set three, they're even in sets. Kate Nichols, beg your pardon, Olivia Steele will serve, and it won't be returned. 16-12. Lady Cardinals lead, and Steele will serve again. Top spinning serve played in the back row. Set to the left side and cleared. Now it's Dombrowski off of the net and a 50-50 ball won by Mack. We play on. Set or dump. There was Farofino. Steele sets to the left side. Dombrowski will clear. In the back row, it's Padilla. Set to the right side. Stuff block. Gallardi and Shaw in the area. 17-12, Lady Cardinals lead. Trying to take this one in straight sets and punch their ticket to the consolation semifinal tomorrow. As Olivia Steele serves, it's received by Frank Phillips. Right side attack, line shot, got it. Perfect pass, perfect play. And that was Perez with her eighth, 17-13. And the serve will be now Celeste Arena. She has an ace in this game. Her club down by four, and she serves. Nichols is there. Farofino will set to the middle. Shaw off of a block coming to get that. Arena set to the right side, and this is Perez for the line off of Farofino and got it, 17-14. Nine for Perez, and it'll be Arena back to serve. Serve received by Nichols, set by Farofino. Gallardi on the right side, cross-court attack, got it. 18-14, Gallardi's got 11. And she goes back to serve. Serve on the right side, received by Padilla. Set to the left side and off of a pair of Lady Cardinals and down for a point. That was Perez again. She's got 10, 18-15. Lady Cardinals up by three, up in sets 2-0. Serve received by Pignol. Farofino will set to the left side. Dombrowski, stuff block, Spyshava. And it's a two-point game, and here we are again, late in the set, and Mack struggling to put it away. Frank Phillips with the runs. They again, a 12-4 run in set one. A 6-1 run in set two. And right now, they've scored four of the last five. Farofino will stuff one. 19-16, Mack. Farofino with the block. Kate Nichols comes out. Dombrowski back to serve. Passos back into the game. Dombrowski's bullet serve received by the libero. That was Hanrahan, cleared by Frank Phillips. Now it's Gallardi to attack off of a block and down for a point. 20-16, Lady Cards. Getting late in this one. Dombrowski will serve again. Leap serve, played in the back row by Perez. They set to the right side, Fontanez, off of a block and down for a point, 21-17. And the libero, Nadina Hanrahan, back to serve. Now for the Lady Plains women, that's a service ace. 20-18 on the ace by Frank Phillips. And Hanrahan, as she serves again. Back up by two. Same place. This time it's played by Matt Gallardi. Push set, Passos. A cross-court attack, too far and out. And it's a one-point game, 20-19. And Tim Copeland is he going to call a timeout? He is going to call his final timeout of the set. Mack leads by a point, 20-19. But since the 17-12 lead, it is 7-3. Frank Phillips, Mack up 20-19 into a Missouri Farm Bureau timeout on KFMO.
This week, the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals are headed to Tennessee to compete for a national volleyball title, carrying the hopes of the entire Parkland with them. Fredericktown's very own Ava Penuel's hard work, heart, and determination remind us all what small-town pride looks like. Madison Medical Center stands behind Ava and the MAC Lady Cardinals. Play hard, play together, and know your hometown is cheering every point.
Go Lady Cardinals, bring it home.
Hi, this is Gabrielle Dambrowski of the Mineral Area Lady Cardinals, and you're listening to the National Volleyball Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
Gabrielle Dambrowski, 10 kills, 3 aces, and a block, leading all scorers in this game for Mineral Area. She is still in the back row on this rotation, but has some points from the back row. It is 20-19 out of the Missouri Farm Bureau timeout. Mack leads in sets 2-0, leading in set 3. Pinuel receives serve. Farofino will set. Shaw into a block. Gallardi digs it out. Farofino will set back to the left side. Passos off of a block. Farofino is there again. Pinuel will set. Gallardi at the 10-foot line. A rolling attack, and she got it. 21-19. Mack leads. Gallardi with another one. That's her 13th kill. And back to serve for Mineral Area. It's Ava Pinuel, the libero. Serve received by Frank Phillips, set in the middle, right, down for a point. And Wilson with the kill. 21-20. Kendall Wilson, that was her 8th kill of the match. And back to serve, Padilla. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino will set to Passos. Line shot out. And the ruling is out. Lady Cardinals thought it was in, but it's out by probably 2 or 3 inches. We're tied at 21. Eighth tie of set 3. First tie since 8-8. Serve received by Dombrowski. Farofino set to the back row. Gallardi off the libero. Still alive. From the 10-foot line, Fontanez. There's Pinuel. Set to the left side. Passos from Farofino. Tipped over a block. That should be 2 hits or at least a lift, and it's called a lift. Mack point, 22-21. The Lady Cardinals wanted 2 hits, but the officials saw a lift. I saw the same thing. And McKenna Clement, the head coach of Frank Phillips, did not like that call. Mack up by a point. And now it's Belen Farofino to serve. Sinking serve is played. Bad pass. It's cleared by Passos. Attack ball from the back row. That's 4 hits. It was never deflected. 21, off of the netting. And Mack is 2 points away from advancing and playing Friday at 1 o'clock. Serve received by Frank Phillips. Here's a set into the middle. Kendall Wilson with the kill. 23-22. Loser of this whole game goes home. Loser of this set does, unless if it's Mack, we'll just play a fourth. If it's Frank Phillips, the game's over. Padilla serving. Played by the Lady Cardinals. Set to Gallardi through a block. Off of Padilla and out of bounds, and it's match point for the Lady Cards, 24-22. Gallardi with 14. Mack will, if they close this one out, will get the winner of New Mexico and Casper. That game in set 3, and it's a close one. Serve by Kate Nichols. Off the libero. Set into the middle, Wilson, blocked by Pievich. Back to Wilson, blocked again by Pievich. Dug out by Wilson. Set to the right side for the donut. Nichols came to get that one. Farofino backs at Gallardi, trying to end it. Off of a deflection up front. They set back to Perez. Still alive. Perez going to get it. And it's punched back. Farofino for Mack. Back set. Dombrowski into a block and down, and Mineral Area is advancing. 25-22, 25-18, 25-22. A straight set win for the Lady Cardinals. They will play the winner of New Mexico Military Institute and Casper. That game in the third set, and it's a two-point game. Casper up 18-16, but the sets are even, 1-1. We'll keep you posted on that through our post-game show, sponsored by Hubs Pub and Grill. It's a straight set win for the Lady Cardinals, 25-22, 25-18, 25-22. And I can say for certain, one more day minimum here in Clarksville, Tennessee. Two more days maximum. The Lady Cardinals have to win tomorrow to play Saturday, but they're playing tomorrow in the consolation bracket semifinal. We'll have it for you at 12:30 on KFMO.